Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The Small Business Advocate sent you.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back to a little band from Texas. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Newman is our guest, longtime member of our Brain Trust, columnist for Yahoo Finance. Finance.yahoo.com is how you find him online, and you see his handsome face in the video over most of his pieces, and I encourage you to go there and check it out. And he's a very prolific writer, very smart, even though he and I disagree often. We also agree often. Rick, welcome back. Thanks again for being here. What's next? What else you want to report on?
Well, we need to talk about Trump's relationship with the business community, which is obviously deteriorating.
It took a turn this week, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did. And I think
some of it justified, some of it not justified.
Some of these CEOs, I just sort of wanted to wriggle out of their connection with Trump, and he gave them the perfect opportunity to do it.
Yep.
Now that Trump is dissolving these business councils, he's done a lot of CEOs a favor because they don't have to sort of thread this needle anymore. I mean, you know, most CEOs just don't want to get political at all because
right.
you end up alienating somebody, and especially if it's a consumer-facing company, you have customers. You have liberal
right.
customers, you have conservative
right.
customers,
yep.
you have people in the middle.
And there's something out there called a righteous indignation industry, folks. That's what I call them, Rick. Really, it is out there, and it's on both sides of the aisle. But they're out there ready to take on any kind of a slight for their side of – for what they're anxious about, they're teed up about. And any CEO, any company that slights their side of the aisle – they get their righteous indignation up, and now they got social media as a tool, and they'll just run into the ground, and they frighten, they shame these CEOs into doing things.
Yeah, and Trump has sort of had them over a barrel because they don't want to diss the president because they'll alienate Trump supporters, and they don't want to endorse the president because it'll alienate everybody
right.
who doesn't like them.
Right.
So, yeah, I think the real question is, so now that Trump is dissolving these councils, does this matter? We have to keep our eye on the ball here. And the thing that will benefit the corporate sector, including small businesses, will be some kind of tax reform or even if it's just modest tax cuts.
Right.
And the question is, does this hurt the case for tax
no.
cuts? And I think
no.
it does a little bit.
I don't think so.
Trump is losing. Trump really is squandering his ability to sort of be the leader.
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with
so
that.
So if Trump is just a rubber stamp that just basically,
tax reform
officializes what Congress does. Yeah, we might get tax reform, but I think this just makes it harder.
Tax reform is not about Trump. Tax reform has got to happen. Tax reform, I felt this way about health care. They fooled me on that. Their total fecklessness, the Republicans, they showed us that they are, in fact, the stupid party. And their fecklessness on health care was absolutely the most humiliating thing I've ever seen an entire political party do. They've shamed themselves, humiliated themselves, and they deserve it. But on health on tax reform, this has a life of its own, Rick. And I don't think it's going to matter. That part I don't think tax reform is going to matter. Now I will say, if the president wants a wrinkle in tax reform, that he is big deal to him, that's not necessarily a big deal to the Congress, I think that's going to be hurt. The details in the weeds, that's where he could be hurt. But in overall tax reform, I don't think so.
Right. And the difference between the health debacle and tax reform is that the Republicans actually have a detailed plan on tax. And I think we should call it tax cuts, not tax reform.
I agree with that, too.
But they have a plan, and this is something they've actually studied for years, waiting for the moment when they can actually do something on taxes. So that is reason for optimism. But, I mean, Trump is making everything more difficult than
he makes everything harder than it has to be. He's he shoots himself in the foot on a regular basis.
He does. And the real question I have is, you know, we've seen this tremendous stock market run up all year. Actually, it's actually an eight-year bull market, but obviously we've right. seen kind of a resurgence in the last year. And my big question is, to what extent are investors who are driving that basing part of that, their outlook for future, you know, corporate profits
yeah.
on prospects for tax reform?
I think if we don't get tax reform soon, and if we have any kind of another little geopolitical issue, like another NOCO kind of a deal, I think we got some potential problems. I want to stick something in here about these groups, the CEO groups.
Yep.
I don't want to fly under false colors here, but I've been part of an administration's group like that. I was part of the National Advisory Board for the SBA. So I'm not trying to say I was like the CEO of GE, but I was one of a couple of handful of folks
yep.
who were asked to advise the SBA. It was not that big a deal. My point is, these CEOs, it's more tokenism. Those groups, I interviewed a person who was on Obama's jobs council. She came on the show and said it was basically tokenism. He didn't listen to any of us. So I don't think losing these groups is not that big a deal. The world's going to be okay because we don't have these groups.
I agree with you, but I think there's something bigger, which is the business community essentially distancing itself from Trump. And this will matter when it comes to lobbying for, you know, whether it's particular changes. What's more important is the lobbying efforts of groups like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and yeah. the Business Roundtable, which are very powerful lobbyists.
You can't afford, as president, you need more friends, not fewer.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.